All right, Marty Lurie back here. Thanks, Jen, and everybody. We're here in the bunker deep below AT&T Park. We're joined by the second baseman of the Giants, and that is Brandon Hicks. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Nice to have you here. We were going to do this on the phone, and I realized, hey, I'm about 20 feet from you in the clubhouse. I'm glad for you to come down.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. Hey, you're the second baseman for the Giants, and I think you've gotten the majority of the starts and obviously deserve it. What is it like for you, and I ask you this, coming out to this ballpark every night, every day, 41,000, as a ball player, what does that look like to you?
It's awesome. I mean, whenever you got that many people showing up every single night, you know, and staying the whole entire game, being loud as possible. You know, it's an awesome feeling for a player, you know. Like, it's easy to get up for those games when you got people screaming the whole game.
Yeah, it really is. So you're a second baseman, and I really enjoyed seeing you in spring training, and I always admired your arm. Said, man, this guy has got a rocket for an arm. But you hadn't played a lot of second base. I know it's different than being a short or third. What's the toughest part? What's the transition for you going over to second?
I think the biggest transition was turning the double play from short to third base whenever they started. You know, when you got that runner bearing down on you, you got to get rid of it quick, you know, and get your feet out of there so he can't take you out. So that's the biggest transition for me.
Yeah, what about the angle, the way a ball comes off the bat? I was thinking about that the other day, because you've got to go up in the hole, and you got a backhand. I know you've had a couple, and one dropped out of your glove going that way. Is the angle different with the ball coming off the bat that you have to get used to that?
Yeah, I think it's a little different, but at second base, you got a lot more time. You know, you don't have to rush as much as shorter third base because you got a much shorter throw. So I think you just got to set your feet and take your time and not try and rush anything.
Yeah, Brandon Hicks joins us this morning. Of course, the Indians and the Giants today. Zach McCouse, you know anything about him?
No, I don't.
No. The only one who's seen him is Michael Morris, the Beast.
Oh, really?
Is the only one. I think he's 0-3 against them. And, of course, Tim Lincecum today for the Giants. Extra base hits. This has been a trademark of your career in the minor leagues. In your brief stay in the major leagues, you've always been able to hit the ball hard. How come?
I don't know. It might just be because I try and swing so hard. You know, I'm trying to tone that down. I mean, not tone down my swing, you know, just try and have a better approach at the plate, not try and hit a home run like I did early in my career every at-bat. You know, I'm trying to have a good quality at-bat and just have whatever results come.
How'd you like the game against the Rockies with six homers in a game? How about that?
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That ballpark's amazing, you know. After watching the first game, you just got to realize you just got to put the barrel on it. So just slow your swing down a little bit.
Isn't that the truth? You know, I saw one that was over Pagan's head. I forgot who hit it. And I think the second game, I forget who hit it. But the ball looked like a fly ball to center field. And it just kept going.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was. I was even playing like the middle infield. You're running out to do the double cuts, and then the ball's out of the ballpark, you know. At our ballpark here, it's a double cut, double or triple maybe, but there it's a home run.
Baseball has gone through a little transition this year with the transfer rule. And, of course, you're an infielder, and you got to get the ball out of your glove and throw it. Now, if you got the ball in your glove and you actually do have control of it and you take it out of your glove and drop it, at least it's a catch now. So that must make you feel a little better.
Yeah, I was happy to see that rule change. I had watched a couple games where it cost a couple infielders a game or the team the game. But I think that was a weird rule that they changed, so I'm glad to see it change back.
All right, so what's the biggest challenge now, being in the big leagues? You've been here before, but you're getting some extended playing time. What's the biggest challenge for you?
I think just trying to stay as consistent as possible, you know, stick to your routine and just try and, you know, be as basic as you can, you know, and try and go out there and put up quality at-bats every night.
Yeah. Is it tough to face a new pitcher all the time? Because these are people you haven't seen before. And I don't know, do you watch tape? How do you get ready for a game?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a challenge. You know, you can go in there and watch video and watch them early in the game before your at-bat comes up. But, you know, you just try and get a feel for what they're trying to do to right-handed hitters whenever you're watching the video, you know. So I think it's a little bit of a challenge, but it's fun.
All right. You've got the pitcher hitting behind you. Now, on this team, the pitcher can hit a little bit. You know, the Hudson, Kane, Bumgarner, Vogelsong, and even Lincecum handles the bat, I think, really well. They always say the number eight hitter really has to struggle to make sure he gets a pitch to hit because they're going to try to work around you. Have you hit eighth a lot in your career?
Yeah, usually whenever I played, especially my time in the big leagues, I've been in the eight hole.
Have you?
Okay. I kind of got a little bit of a feel for it. You know, you really got to bear down and know the situation, who's on base, and how many outs there are and what the pitcher's trying to do, because most of the time they're trying to get you to fish outside the zone a little bit. So you really got to bear down and stay inside your zone.
So how do you do that? I mean, you know, you have that millisecond to make that decision. Are you looking for a certain pitch in a zone when you get up there? How do you do it?
No, I mean, you're just trying – I'm trying to just see a pitch in my zone to hit. You know, I don't want to be worrying about certain pitches because that kind of stuff gets me in trouble. You
okay.
know, so I'm just looking for a good pitch to hit in my zone, you know, and just try and slow the game down.
All right. Where's your zone? Because when you hit them, there's no doubt they're going.
I don't know. I mean, I just try and get a pitch out over the middle of the plate, you know, and just try and put a good swing on it.
Well, you having fun?
Yeah, I'm having a blast.
Isn't this something?
Yeah.
You know, and it's a team is 13-10 back in first place. And you've had a look at the Dodgers. You've had a good look at the division now, the Rockies. How do you sort of assess this thing? Anything jumping out at you? Any, you know, the road trips, being at home? What's the summer looking like for you?
I'm just looking forward to the season. You know, it's been fun so far. We're hoping to keep it going. You know, and the rivalry between L.A. was fun for me to get a feel for that early on. So just looking forward to keeping it going.
All right, Brandon Hicks with us. I always let the fans know where you grew up. What kind of a fan were you? I mean, you're 28 years old. You're in the big leagues. You are the second baseman now. I mean, I think you get the majority of the action here. You've hit with some power. You got that double play with Crawford where I like the submarine, man. I like the throw. Those runners better get down. Believe me, with you and Crawford, you know that. You know, you come across. So growing up, what kind of a baseball guy were you?
I grew up right outside Houston, so me and my buddies would always grow up going to the Astros games and going to BP and trying catching home run balls, you know, and just enjoying the atmosphere, watching the players perform, you know, and just looking up to them, you know, and always thinking that's what I want to do someday. So that was fun for us growing up.
Did you have a favorite player as a kid growing up, and what position did you like to play?
I liked watching Derek Jeter play growing up. Because they were always in the playoffs, and it was fun. Me and my dad would always sit down and watch the game, so that was fun for me to watch.
And a shortstop all the time? Were you the kid who could pitch? I mean, you have a great arm. I imagine they put you on the hill once in a while.
Yeah, I pitched a lot growing up. I played a little bit of second base, a shortstop. I played shortstop when my buddy was pitching, and then I played second whenever he wasn't, so we kind of switched off. And yeah, I pitched a little bit through college, too.
Did you get your Dwayne Kuiper bobblehead?
No, I didn't. Not yet.
You want one, though,
yeah,
right?
I'll get one.
Yeah, you will get one. All right. It's a lot of fun having you here. Ron Wotus, I'm sure, works with you. What do you have to work on mostly at second base? And you talk about the double cuts and things like that. It's an intricate position. You got a lot going on. So what do you actually work on? I've seen you out here early a lot.
Yeah, I just try and work on seeing the ball, just easy fundamentals, seeing the ball into the glove every day during BP.
Okay.
And just staying low on my double play turns. You know, whenever you come up high, especially the one where you start it, the one to your left a little bit, you got to really stay low and follow your throw to where you're not fading off and your throw is inaccurate. So I think just easy fundamentals, you know.
You know, you made a play, the double play. I really liked it. I think I was on the air maybe Monday night or Sunday. I can't remember when it was, but you went to your knees and you got the ball to Crawford and turned an amazing double play.
Where was that, in San Diego?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was a good one for us.
Yeah, so so when you're down and the ball is there, do you have a clock going on in your mind to say, you know, I can make this play? Because you were kind of close to, you know, to the hole.
Yeah, I mean, I think you just got to stay calm and, you know, just try and give Crawford a good throw that he can handle, that he can throw to first with. So you don't want to rush anything. You just kind of have that clock in your head going, you know. Whenever you field it, so you just got to stick with it.
You know, they always say when a new double play combination comes in, and this is the history of baseball, you got to learn how to play with the other guys. So, you know, great Lou Whitaker and Alan Trammell over the Tigers for years. You look at that kind of combination. How do you guys get to dance together? How do you work to know where each one is?
I think BP helps a lot whenever we get out there together during BP and kind of feed double play balls to each other and kind of get a feel for where you like to throw it or where you like to catch it. So that helps us a lot, you know, just taking a lot of reps out there together.
Where does Crawford like it?
Crawford, you can pretty much throw it about anywhere, you know. He's a pretty good guy to turn it with. So, I mean, just kind of over his left shoulder, like middle of his chest, left shoulder.
And you coming across the bag now, you got a runner coming down on you now. Where do you want to see that ball when he feeds you?
I like to stay in the back of the bag, the back corner of the bag, to where I can just catch it and turn and get rid of it pretty quick and get my feet out of there.
Because the bag is protection,
yep,
as they like to say. Hey, nice to have you on with us, and I hope you have a good day today, and I appreciate you coming down here.
Thanks for having me.
All right, that is Brandon Hicks, the second baseman for the San Francisco Giants. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.